Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice is still in Europe having the time of her life by the looks of things, but we are not alone in the studio this morning. We are chatting with Cynthia Lamb, who has got a beautiful new show coming very soon. It's called Love Mum. Kia ora, Cynthia, how are you?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm good, thank you.
It's lovely to chat with you. This sounds like a very exciting show, which feels like a labour of love. It's a one-woman show, and it's celebrating yourself, also your mum and your grandmothers. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about how this show came to be?
Yeah, sure. So I started writing this play around 2 years ago. So initially it was part of my PhD in creative writing. But really, actually, the genesis of this play, actually, I started working on it around 7 years ago. This was kind of like a turning point in my life, in both my personal and professional life, where I moved from Hong Kong to New Zealand. So I always consider this to be like my second chance in life. So it was when I quit my well-paying job in finance, and then I came to New Zealand, and then I started to learning the craft of writing, whether it was creative writing or literature. So it was really something that I've been working on and been brewing in me all this time. So, you know, life writing has always been something that I've always been drawn to, because I think it really helps me to process my feelings, my emotions, and really helps me to understand things. So this, and then I think, you know, 2 years ago, then this came about. So I didn't know it was going to be in play, but somehow it came out in the format of a play, which I think is also quite apt, because I play not just myself, but my mom and my two grandmothers. So in a way, I'm also like embodying and reliving and remembering and honoring their experiences and their legacy.
That must be quite an interesting process for you to come as a writer, I guess, and then discover that it feels like something you need to embody in that way. At what point did you sort of realize that this was going to be something that you had to perform?
Yeah, this is like quite interesting as well, I think, because naturally, I'm actually an introvert, so I'm quite introverted and I'm quite private. So it was a bit ironic that it came out as a play. And I think what happened is that I actually wrote this play in birth. So it was more like, you know, say if a memory or feeling came into me, and then I decided, oh, I have to follow that. Like, you know, if I suddenly had this, you know, while I'm making tea and I think of rain, and then I start writing about rain, and I thought, where is this leading me? And then it ended up that it was actually a memory about my ama, my paternal grandmother in Hong Kong. So it was more like me following that thread, and it was written in bursts. And at first it was like, you know, almost like bursts of memory, which I think is kind of like how memory works. So my play is actually a bit non-linear. It's in a non-linear format. And it was later that I started, you know, ordering and reordering it. And so there was a part when I was, you know, rehearsing this, my script, and you know, someone did say, oh, do you want to hire a, you know, an actress to play you, because I'm not a professional actress. But then, because this play was so personal, like the stories were so personal, like I almost thought, oh no, but I have to do this, like I have to be the one telling my story and my mother's story and my two grandmother's story, simply because it was so personal to me. So I decided to go ahead with this, like for the first time around, like even though I'm actually really, really scared and nervous about performing.
That's an amazingly brave decision to make, and I think one that will make it, you know, very exciting to watch as an audience as well. Because it says that you're sort of exploring martial arts and song as well as the sort of, I guess, craft of storytelling. That is, you know, a lot of stuff to weave into a solo show. What's the process of creating this been like for you?
Right, so I mean, the process itself, I think, is also part of my whole learning journey. I mean, there's movement. So there is one Tai Chi sequence, and then another, which is a more Shaolin martial arts with a staff that I perform. So this was also actually for the purposes of the play, this was like a moment when I almost felt, oh, sometimes, you know, words, I can't express it, and so it needed to be expressed in movement, which is why I had those movement sequences in there. But the Tai Chi itself has also been like a connecting point for me and my mom, because she retired a few years ago, and she's been learning Tai Chi. So sometimes we you know, over video chat, we do, you know, she shows me what to do and we do some Tai Chi together. So this has also kind of been like a bonding thing for us. And in terms of the singing, actually, my mom sings in the play. So she recorded two songs. One of them is her favorite song. One of them is my papa's favorite song, which is my maternal grandmother. So both of my grandmothers have passed away. So we also include song, and my mom sings in those songs. And actually, she's the one who's singing in the promo trailer as well.
Oh, right. It's a really, I think it's one of those shows that people are going to resonate with, regardless of their background or their experiences, because there's something very sort of essentially human about exploring those relationships. I'm sure this is going to be a very moving show to watch as an audience. Is it a moving show to perform, or have you sort of had to put those feelings in a box in order to get through the actual, you know, production of it itself?
Yeah, this is a great question, because obviously there were moments when I performed it, whether like it was like during my stage reading, where I, you know, I do cry a bit, but then it's also that thing where I also don't want to be, you know, breaking down on stage where I can't perform the piece. So it's actually a fine balance. But this is something that I've been working on as well, because, you know, I want to be authentic, but at the same time, there's also part of me, because it's a public performance, I want to protect myself.
Totally.
So there were parts where my director is Kansar Gochal Lingren, so she's based overseas. So we've been having, she's literally been directing me over Zoom over all this time. Yeah. So she's like, oh, but you need to be more vulnerable here. So it's that fine balance where I'm like, okay, but I feel a bit exposed here. But yeah,
I think this
is part of the journey. Yeah.
Well, I'm super excited about this. It is two nights only, so people better get their tickets. It's happening this week, Friday the 16th of September and Saturday the 17th of September. And this is at the Herald Theatre at Altair Centre. It's called Love, Mum. And there's also a live stream link as well. Is that correct?
Yes. So the second performance will be live streamed with a 48-hour replay window on thing.tv/lovemum.
Excellent. Thank you, Cynthia, for speaking with us about this really beautiful show. Best of luck with the performances, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.